A constable sweeps the classroom, taking names, searching bags, dragging kids out of their chairs and slamming them against the wall. I sit towards the back, ankles clamped around the bag under my desk. It can't end this way, can it? Not like this. Not after everything we've been through. June is hauled upright and pinned against a big bulletin board behind Miss Calloway's desk. She grunts. And in the same moment, Eric does this half-turn in his seat. He searches my face for any special reason why we should be fearing for our lives. Eric doesn't know about the disc in my bag. Probably wouldn't even suspect that I've taken one of the banned films from the library. Except he knows me better than anyone, so he really ought to be able to guess that I've done something apocalyptically stupid. June's shoulders squirm as the constable gropes inside her blazer. "Nothing in the pockets," he says at last. His superior shrugs. I know Huxley, the sergeant of degenerate investigations. His green jacket, the uniform that gives these maniacs one of their nicknames, is so smeared with the sergeant's breakfast, you could make a pretty decent meal from the spillage. Then move on, Huxley yawns. All a waste of time anyway. No little degenerates in this pack, isn't that right, miss? Calloway, Esther Louise. The constable volunteers her name before Miss Calloway has a chance to speak. He has a frozen face. His mouth, constantly smiling as if his lips have been painted on. Turning away from our teacher, he reaches inside his tunic and takes out a tape measure, which he unspools against the side of June's head. Stay perfectly still, he says, as he gauges the length of her hair. At the desk behind June's, Liz sits with her fist tightly clenched. Meanwhile, my thoughts are swamped by the ticking time bomb inside my gym bag. If the constable is being this thorough, then he'll find the disc, no question. And then, the secrets we discovered in the abandoned library will finally be exposed, and we'll all get a trip to repurification. Maybe our families will get to see us again one day, living zombies staggering out of the camps, a pink cross on our shirts to mark us out. Maybe they won't. The tape zipper shut. Quarter inch into dike territory, the constable cuts back to Huxley. That's to say, hair of a length likely to indicate female degeneracy contrary to the second declaration of the public good. Huxley nods and scribbles inside his notebook. Your parents ought to know the restrictions on female appearance, young lady.